expensive delicacy in Chinese cooking that dates back hundreds of years. Shark fin soup has become increasingly popular as more Chinese are getting wealthy. But conservationists like Sarah Sickich of Heal the Bay say this dish is having devastating effects on the shark population.
Up to 73 million sharks are killed each year for their fin alone.
Sickich says the practice of finning is popular among fishermen who would catch the shark, slice off the fin, and throw the fish back into the ocean to die. Barbara Long at the Aquarium of the Pacific says when the shark population is put at risk, the health of the ocean is also in danger.
Sharks are a top predator and play a very vital role in marine ecosystems.
In Shanghai, celebrities like Chinese basketball star Yao Ming and British tycoon Richard Branson have been campaigning for the Chinese to stop eating shark fin soup. U.S. law makes it illegal for sharks without fins to be brought on shore. California now joins three other U.S. states and Guam for even stricter regulations that ban the sale of shark fin, a commodity that is worth as much as $700 a kilogram.
Because the fin is driving the market value of the shark, it's most important to target that aspect. California is a leading importer of shark fin to the U.S. It's estimated that 85% of the shark fin that enters the U.S. comes through California.
But opponents of the California ban say the law unfairly targets the Chinese community because it only bans shark fin and not the entire shark. California State Senator Ted Lieu voted against the ban.
You can slaughter this highly vulnerable shark for fish and chips, but a Chinese restaurant couldn't take a shark fin from one of the hundreds of shark species that are nowhere near endangered. And to me, that is completely discriminatory and very unfair.
Betty Tang of the Asian Food Trade Association says California's shark fin ban is also wasteful.
If the fishermen or the fishery industry get the shark in, and then now they have to take out the shark fin and throw it away, right? They have to probably feed it to the dogs or throw it back into the sea. This is a reverse.
Many opponents of the shark fin ban say they would support a ban on the entire shark. That's exactly what 8 representatives ranging from Latin American countries to Micronesia have pledged. They recently signed a declaration at the United Nations to develop shark sanctuaries that would end the commercial fishing of sharks. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles.